Southern Baptists have been a key voting bloc in recent presidential elections. So, who are they going for this year? The Southern Baptist Convention wraps up its annual meeting today in Indianapolis. NPR's Celeste Headley was there.
The consensus among voters at the Southern Baptist Convention is that there is no consensus.
It just don't seem like there's a candidate that anybody's excited about.
I can't see that Southern Baptists are going to come out very strongly for one individual.
I get an odd sense with the SBC. It's almost like a quietness, and I've not heard the excitement about the election on either side.
Tom Patterson, Sarah Burke, and Marcus Redding are all chatting in the crowded hallways of the Indiana Convention Center. Lauren Hutchinson of Kansas City doesn't think the Southern Baptist Convention will be as involved in presidential politics this year as it has been in the past.
I hope not. I think it's to our detriment. I think it's sidetracked us from our purpose on earth. I think it's watered down the message of the gospel.
Why are the Southern Baptists so unenthused about the presidential race? Well, some, like Mike Butler, just haven't made up their minds.
It's very much a up-in-the-air thing right now between Obama and McCain for me.
Yes, you heard right. A longtime member of the Southern Baptist Convention is struggling to choose between Barack Obama and John McCain in the presidential race. Not exactly what you might expect from this conservative religious group. And Butler is not the only one.
Obama has an understanding of some things that we have totally missed. He is in touch with the whole racial issues that we can't just like say, okay, that's going to happen by itself.
Bev Olano says there are things she likes about both candidates. That's probably the last thing the McCain campaign wants to hear. McCain recently appointed a national coordinator for evangelical and social conservative outreach. The Arizona senator also often points to his strong anti-abortion voting record. But Doug Muntin doesn't think Baptists are one-issue voters.
A lot of Southern Baptists are very glad to see a pro-life candidate, but there's a lot of issues involved in choosing a president, and that's just one of them.
SBC members were passionate supporters of George Bush in 2000, and they're credited with helping him earn a second term. But Lee Pigg says McCain just doesn't inspire the same enthusiasm.
I guess he's just not as charismatic maybe as Obama, even though I'm not going to vote for Obama, but I don't feel a connection to McCain like I did Bush.
That lack of a connection may be caused by doubt over McCain's religious credentials. Tom Patterson is from Rockville, South Carolina.
Well, he says he's Baptist, but I don't know which church he's a member of.
McCain has had a rocky relationship with evangelicals. In 2000, he denounced Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell as, quote, agents of intolerance. The senator actively sought endorsements from influential pastors John Hagee and Rod Parsley. But last month, McCain renounced those endorsements after some controversial statements came to light. Bev Olano says Southern Baptists are not automatically going to support the Republican nominee come November.
God is not Democrat or Republican. To me, it's like humbling ourselves before God and, Lord, who do you want?
It's probably safe to say McCain has yet to win over the millions of Southern Baptist voters that helped George Bush get to the White House and stay there. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Indianapolis.